What the hell is going on here with
I'm
you?
mad we both had the idea to come in doing shit.
Baby, well, let me explain.
Somebody got to redo that again. I used to love seeing them little videos and them switching positions and shit. But
oh, no, no. I love that one, but Contagious was good. But what's the other one? Busted.
R. Kelly.
In the morning, where you been?
Yeah. It's the same song.
No, those are two different songs. One is Busted and one is Contagious.
That's Contagious.
And then go upstairs. Busted, pack your bags because you're busted. Two different songs.
So not the R. Kelly song with him.
That's R. Kelly was in both. And Busted, he dropped the girl off at home. And Contagious, right. He was in the bed with the girl. That's the same fucking girl. She
okay, that's nigga. Why. Because I knew it was like two, three parts to the song. So he was continuing it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
What's
her
name, Sherry? Where she live? Her man's name, Billy.
He was going to bitch slap the fuck out of that girl. I was like, damn, this is an abusive conversation right here, bro.
Well, I don't think
we should be listening. Oh, yeah.
That's why. Because Contagious and Busted was filled with that shit. R. Kelly don't wreck that man.
R. Kelly was a menace. Like,
he was a menace to society.
I'm good.
Okay, homewreckers. I've come across a few. I think I was one. And huh? I wrecked my own home at one point in time.
Wait. Okay, so how were you? Okay. Yeah. I know your story about the one by itself, but how are you one?
You remember when I two wrongs don't make a right?
Okay. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. Two wrongs don't make a right. But anyway.
Yeah. I was like, okay. Get you.
We did have a conversation about this on live on Facebook. A lot of you guys are not on our Facebook page because, well, mine is very public, but it's under my government name. interacting with people and everything. It was wild. But homewreckers, I think a lot of people don't understand that it do take more than one person to wreck a home.
It does.
Like the person that's opening the doors and not checking that shit, you know? And then honestly, I can honestly say it's three people. So the one that opens the door, the one that comes through the door, and the one that continues to stay.
True.
If that makes sense. Because, like, we've all been there. We've all, okay, you could change. All right, you go change. All right, you go change. Mm-hmm. Me, I stay and get my revenge. I know that's not a good thing to do. You gotta be the better person. Fuck that. And the Bible says, eye for an eye, hand for a hand.
Not the Bible, brother.
Am I wrong? Didn't it say eye for an eye?
And go to hell.
To hell I go.
I guess I'm weird. I think homewrecker, I do agree with you. I do agree because I know that like once you already wrecked the home and shit, you staying ain't gonna make it better. Cause what they say, like you teach a person how to treat you. So if they know they can keep playing in your face, what do you think they're gonna do?
Keep doing.
But I also feel though, homewrecking on both ends is different. I think women do the homewrecking on purpose. So do men. But women do it more so on purpose because they love the, she just mad because I took her nigga, but they don't want to take the accountability of, oh, I really helped this nigga cheat. Where niggas, if they do some shady shit, they be like, yeah, I took that nigga bitch, but, and what they gonna do about it? Or they really just don't got time for the drama. It's 50-50 with these niggas. Women are always in competition with each other. So the home wrecking, they always say like, oh, it's so fucking tiring. So a lot of the times when you see the women, because I trust me, I wish I could get her on the show. You know, I know somebody who openly says how she ruined the house and she's okay with it because it wasn't hers.
And now look at her house.
And look at, yeah, and I have to say that a lot sometimes. And she, I can't be her friend because I'm like, you said you did X, Y, and Z. You don't feel like this is karma?
Let me tell y'all something real quick. Oh, side note. The kids that screaming in the background, they are okay. They are alive. they're
just being kids
right now. but I just want to let y'all know this. If a person took bricks from the home that they already have to build a home with you, those bricks are going to crumble. You cannot build with somebody who already got a messy ass foundation, meaning you already starting off on a lie. You think that shit is going to change? It is not. It is not.
So what are some hints to, like, so, and this is for the bitches that really didn't know, and I don't mean to call y'all bitches, but some, most of the time women know, but for the women who don't know, what are some signs to be like, oh, I might've fucked up at home. And I want to, for the ones listening, I want y'all to take in consideration, a lot of females don't just blame y'all. I will say, most of the time you hear a nigga, I was cheating because she kept nagging. Well, why was she nagging, my nigga? Most of the time she nagging because this nigga done did some shady shit to her. Mm-hmm. Oh, so don't believe
my all that bullshit. That. It was she couldn't spend time with me on my birthday because uh-huh. I had to work to pay all the fucking bills. And on top of that, I got you everything you wanted for your birthday. You left that whole part out of the equation. You left all that out. So for me, it's when a dude is down talking to the next girl that he's laying next to every fucking night. Yeah, clearly she's doing something right if he's still laying next to her every night.
Thank you.
What aren't you getting? Oh, he just with her because of the kids. Oh, he just with her because of that. No, sweetheart. No. Because if it was just because of the kids, they wouldn't be having sex. They wouldn't be having little day nights. They wouldn't be doing the shit that you're asking him to do for you. He would not be doing to her.
Girl, wait, let's not even talk about that. When baby daddy was cheating on me and I told you he told that girl that he was pen pals with, oh, I just live with my baby mama. She just lived with me. I did move into his house, right? He sent a video on accident of us fucking to her, and he was like, that's not even her, bro. That's just something that we had in the past or some shit. And I'm like, what woman allows this to happen? And I was so pissed at him. I got up and left like a week later because I'm like, you really dragging this bitch. And she didn't even realize that, like she has no self-respect, because not only that, don't get me wrong, it's not like I had any self-respect, but the funniest thing was to see how a nigga can lie so clearly, and it's a massive lie, and you just accept it because you want to be with somebody that bad.
That part. And I think another thing too is, and it goes both ways, just back to the, if you're allowing them to talk down on another partner,
yes,
and they're still with that partner, men or women, you need to look at their character, because somebody could be talking all the way up to that wedding day, and then the moment y'all say I do, they turn into somebody else. You need, and it's not that they turned into somebody else. That was always that person.
They just felt them.
You ignored all the fucking signs.
And I don't mean this to be a hate thing towards women, because men are blind too sometimes. But like I said, women are always trying to, oh, he acts so much better when he's with me, and I brought the better. No, bitch, if he can't do shit without a woman, he ain't no better than what you think he is. 9 times out of 10, as you say, he's showing those characteristics already. It's just he can hide it from you because you've never seen that part of him yet. Because sometimes when y'all be saying like, oh, this person's so stuck, this and that, and blah, blah, blah. What is that person saying? I've said this to all my friends. Why the baby mama still coming at you reckless and think that you a homeworker? What is he saying behind closed doors? And I know a lot of friends who got mad at me for that and then later came back and told me like, yeah, he was saying X, Y, Z. And I'm like, okay. So who's the homeworker? I had a question. Who's the homeworker in this shit?
I won't lie. If they parents are extremely close to them and they're steady telling you something.
Ooh, yeah.
Just fucking listen. Listen. It's never that hard to listen, because there are moms who shame their sons and their daughters for doing wrong because they don't believe in them.
Respecting
them.
There
are dads that's like that too. That's like, I did not raise you to be like this, and I would not stand for this, because at the end of the day, that is somebody else's child. How would I feel if somebody was doing
that to my child? Have you ever looked at somebody's parent and been like, I should have known you wasn't. I knew you'd be a homewrecker just because of how your mama is.
Yes, and then I looked at somebody's parent and was like, I thought you would have been so much better than your parents like this.
See, like, and that's the hard part to like separate, because they always say, look at the relationship with the parents and then look at how the child talks about their parent, and then you should know. But that's not easy either.
Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because me and my mom was just having this conversation about that. And then I thought about it too. Like, sometimes it is hard to distinguish, because a parent could be the nicest, sweetest person.
Facts.
And a child could be a fucking demon. And then the parent could be the nastiest person, and their child could be the sweetest person.
Man.
So it's those, you know, they live in their own world. When the parent raises their child, they raises them to their best ability.
And you do what you want.
What their child do is what their child do after mm-hmm. that, you know? And it sometimes it's hard to think about that. And I know some parents who right now be like, oh, absolutely. My child cannot do this, that, and the third in front of me, because I'm going to go back and I'm going to tell. Only because that's the right thing to do. I wouldn't want my kids being played with. I wouldn't want my child feelings being played with. But at the same time, I'm going to stay out of it because I do not want to lose my child. But at the same time, this other person means a lot to me now, too, because you just brought this person into my life.
So here's a question for me then, because I laughed when I heard, and I was at work one day, and this girl was talking about home wrecking, and she's like, I can't wreck a home because you're just a girlfriend. Now, if you were a wife or something, I could probably wreck it. Why do you think that the title is different? Honestly, the title don't change nothing besides y'all getting connected financially and all other, I get it that you're the missus, but still, if you break somebody's heart and you get married afterwards, do you really think that like things won't be the same for you?
Let me ask you this. How do y'all end up getting married? God had some title at some point in time that was girlfriend.
Facts. Exactly.
Like, is that, like, people kill me. You're just a girlfriend. But you work your way up to a wife.
You exactly. And some of y'all it's worked like, up quicker. Oh, well.
Employee, you worked your way up to vice president or some shit, right? You work your way up. You start somewhere. And then you work your way up. That whole, you're just a girlfriend, you're just a boyfriend.
It's annoying.
It doesn't matter because a tie is a fucking tie.
Y'all still sleeping with the same. What got me though is this girl openly admitted, like, yeah, I fucked him. I did this and that and blah, blah, but you're not this. And I wanted to say so bad. And mind you, this is a young girl too. I felt so bad for her because I'm like, you look like the idiot in this. Like, you're the homeworker in this. You don't get it because you're young, wasting your time. You gave him free pussy and you don't even have a tie. You are a fuck buddy. She's in a relationship with that man. I'm not trying to justify a person's stand, but you have to understand when your heart is stuck on somebody, it takes a lot to pull away from them. And I love the women who got the balls to be like, you fucked up one time, gotta go. Now I think I'm like that, but I haven't dated in a while. I can't say for sure. I'm not going to act like I'm 100% perfect. I don't know how I would be if I got attached to somebody and they did me dirty, but I know I'm probably going to be an asshole the one time I start dating and somebody fucked me over.
And I feel like I got that one person I can't let go, but I'm learning. I am learning.
That's I am learning. That sounds so evil. I am learning.
I am learning. Like, I learned not to double text.
Mm-hmm.
I learned to go days without texting. I'm learning. It's like my feelings probably still the same, but not really.
So do you think that can destroy your relationship too? Like, because I heard you mention when we was live, like, oh, you can be your own homeworker. What part of that do you feel like anything that you changed up right now can ruin what you got going on? I'm not saying that in a bad way.
Knowing that you deserve better, for sure.
That fucking part.
It's okay to ruin your home when you know you deserve better. That means you're walking away for fucking you.
Yeah, there you go. You.
I don't give a damn with that, but I have kids. You need to be healthy for you so you can be healthy for your children.
Ooh, that part.
And some people are stuck on stupid because they want that idealistic family that society puts in their head, whether it's from America, Mexico, Japan, and fucking Great Britain and India. All these places got the idea of mom, dad, son and daughter. That's not realistic, and that's okay. It is fucking okay to be alone with your kids. It's okay to be alone with you. It's a lot of amazing single dads. Because the mom needed the dad to step up and gave them the kids.
Bro,
the dad took the kids, was like, baby mama, take the time that you need. And this happened in all race. You like when people be like, put a man in a woman's shoes, majority of the time that first 2 months might be hard, but then after that he go like, I got this.
Address that though? Do you see how many women are now doing that? And they're putting themselves on child support. And I'm thinking like, I thought this was a TikTok trend, and I was like, oh, they're really doing it. I love that for them, and I'm not trying to downgrade anybody that's a single parent, but I love it for the women because for so long in society, we had to take the kids. If we didn't take the kids, we were ain't shit. People are, but nobody said that about the men.
And to bring this into a homewrecker thing, when the dad get that kid, and then that relationship, you can see then the jealousy and the girlfriends or the wives and shit
oh
like that.
Oh my God.
And then it's like, they're a whole fucking different person.
You can see it because Also, pay attention to the kids. I'm going to just say that off top. When a person is in a relationship, pay attention to the kids. Mm-hmm. I know you have that weird stage when they get in the teenage years, and you might hear that you're not my mom, you're not my dad. Because I've seen a lot of stepmom. Y'all know I've been stuck on stepmom TikTok for some fucking reason. But they all have said the story of, I heard I'm not your mom. Understand that most of the times, these kids, by the time you hit teenage, you're like, I wish I was never here. Just today, regular parents and shit like that. So you understand it's typical emotions, but I will say, if that kid is switching up, where they used to love their step parent or love going to their dad, and then they talk about some, I don't want to see them, I want to go no contact, and they don't change their mind, baby. You know what's crazy?
Lay dad been around for so long. Kari was 6 months. He is now 7. None of my kids ever twist their lips to tell him, you're not my dad.
Nah, because I think they just, they seem to have pure love in that whole situation. I love your situation. Granted, I can say, like, I don't know everything that happened and stuff, and I don't know the struggles like that that you go through, but the situation you have, and that the fact that the family would take all of the, either family would take all of the kids, I fucking love that.
Because it's like, at the end of the day, my kids didn't ask for this shit, you know? Like, when my boy's family buy the boy something, they also get my daughter something, and vice versa. So it's like, for what?
They family, though.
It had nothing to do with whatever is going on between me and the adults.
So my thing,
that is that.
With that and everything that we've been through, because I know we both been through some shit where we had the homewrecker in our relationship. Do you feel like you would have another kid? And if, especially if you think that that person, like, what if you find out while you were pregnant that, like, this is going left. I now have a homewrecker in my relationship. I wouldn't end the pregnancy because I'm not with that shit. And, you know, like, I have my situation. But how do you do, like, when do you say, okay, this is enough? Because I think if it happened again, I would probably tie my tubes and ask somebody to remove them holes.
Remember, this happened to me when I was pregnant with my youngest son. I removed myself from that relationship.
Oh, I didn't know that was what happened with the...
My pregnancy all by myself. My whole pregnancy alone.
See, so were all of them alone?
And the girl was and the girl was angry that I was pregnant and everything like that. Tried to lie and say that she was pregnant too. Turned out to be a lie and all this and that. And I'm like, I don't give a damn. Stay the fuck away from me.
Please leave me alone. Because I don't like that. See,
stay that evil ass energy away. I don't want shit to do with that energy. I don't want shit to do with either one of y'all. When the baby come, I will let you know because I already have prior children. So therefore, of course, I'm not going to let this baby, you know. But then once he was born, nobody wanted to take accountability. So then my then best friend, who became my love for years, stepped in. And he didn't have to. He absolutely didn't fucking have to. Even now, he still asks about my boys. His mom still asks about my boys. They still ask for my boys. My boys ask if they could go over his house. You know, he do have a new girlfriend. So I'm like, well, I need to see if she's comfortable with my kids coming over. There's nothing going on between me and him. We're cool. We're cool. Yes, we bicker. We definitely
bicker. Yeah,
we're cool. Baby mama, baby daddy do. But it's nothing that we can't laugh about later. And I'll be like, okay, well, I got this plan. Can they come over?
Yeah, sure.
Or sometimes I'll be like, okay, I found somebody else. It's fine. You could chill or whatever. Because I don't want to step on his girlfriend's toes or anything like that. But at the same time, my boys built a bond with this person.
See, can we address two things that you said in that? Can we address the fact that home wrecking is dealt with completely different when you're pregnant versus when you're not pregnant? And also, why is it that the new girlfriends always think that the baby mama is trying to home wreck after they done fucked up a home? Like, why are we, have you noticed lately that TikTok is going crazy with the stepmom versus bio mom conflict?
And it shouldn't be like that.
It shouldn't. And my thing is, I'm going to keep it real with you. If you really look at it, none of us have a problem with each other. We have a problem with what the nigga has told us about each other.
The only thing I had a problem with is my daughter's situation. What I had told you, going through the phone, got the wrong impression.
Yep.
And then, like, when all that was still addressed and cleared up, you still have some animosity towards me. So therefore, in my eyes, I would never be cool with you because I let you disrespect one time. It only take one time, you're cut off.
They don't get that.
Me on a different level.
I don't think that they understand that, because it's cool for them to wreck a home. But when you come in and you even seem like the slightest thing, even though that's not what you want. Because I will say, I'm gonna keep it real with you. Me and Dumbfuck, everybody know who Dumbfuck is. We have this relationship when we're together, we look like we're having the most fun. But separate us for 5 seconds and we have to start texting, there's gonna be conflict. And I don't know what the fuck that is. But like a lot of times it got misconstrued as, oh, you want your family back, you trying to fuck up my home and you getting mad. And I used to love seeing the text messages where it went from me being a fiance and texting her certain things like, yo, chill, just chill, my nigga. You ain't got to be so thirsty for a nigga, to her, my husband, in all caps. And then the rest is, he's my husband. And I remember getting one text message where 7 times she capitalized, he's my husband. And I finally just said, if you really was the wife that he wanted, you wouldn't have to explain to me that you were his wife.
Oh my God. Thank you. I have a Delulu girl that still thinks to this day, you want your family back. Bitch, I left during my pregnancy for a fucking reason. The only person who's destroying their home, wrecking their home, is that him. Y'all, because I keep doing this shit, and then y'all wonder why y'all not gonna let this ideally perfect life thing that you got in your head with the picket white fence and the black labradoodle dog and all that shit. Because of you. It's okay. You and your delusions in your head. It could self-sabotage your relationship.
Your relationship. And I feel like that's what people have to realize. Please understand, when it comes to homewrecking, people are allowed to be mad at you. I'm not saying that they're allowed to hold a grudge. If you fuck their relationship up, if you fuck up whatever they got going, they are allowed to be angry at you, but let them heal. And I was just making an episode about this. Like, most of the time, we don't have an issue with the person who came in. We have an issue with the person we with, but sometimes healing makes you lash out on so many other people.
The only thing, like, okay, you said this. Okay, you showed me one evidence. Why do you keep sending me shit?
That part.
You proved your point, sweetheart. Now you're doing it to taunt. Because let me send you some shit. It's gonna be, well, I mean, this is why this happened. This is why this happened. No.
Girl, but I don't like that because, okay, I'm not gonna hold you. In my situation, she would ask for the proof. And the reason I did not send it is because we were going to court. And people didn't understand. I'm not giving you the proof that I'm going to court with. However, when I finally sent like certain stuff, when I was engaged to him and they were talking and they videos and stuff like that, she's like, oh, well, that was last week and we weren't talking last week. Bitch, last week compared to now, and you still want a nigga? Okay, cool. And then I was like, okay, but like...
And let's be for real. I wouldn't want a nigga that cheat on his fiance. I wouldn't want a nigga that cheat on his wife. Hence why I kept pushing back like, no, we can get married. No, we can't get married. No, we can get married. No, no, no. Because I know deep down inside, that's not what the fuck I wanted. If you could sabotage shit like that, why would I want you? And on top of that, sometimes these girls that they cheat on people with, they be like, they be mad at the real girlfriend. Uh-oh. Jay, can you hear me?
Oh, did it mess up a little bit?
It did.
Okay. Sorry, it's because my phone ended up locking up. But I also count a home record. Like I said, you can win the man. I don't care if you got the man. But if you with the man and you start torturing their kids, because like I said, I found out some shit, you are a homewrecker. Because now you don't even want him to be with his child at this point.
And if the kid don't want to go over there because of you, you can't blame that shit on the baby mama. This just your
girl,
fault.
That is the cop out of the year, bro. They all, she don't want to come over here. Because girl, some of the stuff that I heard about myself is why I stay so angry. And I guess if you want to crown me bitter. But I've
my
always,
favorite one is, I don't want to send my kid over there because they look just like their daddy.
Like I said, if that's the case, then wouldn't I not? Like, why are they
looking? I want to send my kid over there.
Exactly, because I wouldn't want to see the motherfucker that you claim I'm so bitter over. So I'm confused. But mine's was like,
I'm so confused. Like, what?
I guess I was more so confused with the person because I'm like, I even told her, I was like, you fucked up my family. And it's not just you. I really wanted her to understand that I'm not just blaming you, but it was multiple women too. So in other words, I was the one too torturing my damn self. So we're not going to blame just you. We blame everybody involved in this shit. But it was like, if you don't see the action of a nigga that's trying to see his kid, don't come at the baby mama for this nigga. Because not only did you wreck a home, and I remember the judge saying, you let a homewrecker disrespect the same woman that just had a miscarriage with your child just to bring another child in this world, and you thought she was going to be okay? and then you named the child after her dead child and taunted her by sending her a message of the baby's name saying you wish you had it. And the judge was done. Like, the judge was just like, if you feel like she's bitter, maybe she deserves to be bitter. I was like, wow. I've never heard a judge say that shit before. The girl got so upset. He would try to meet up. And this is what I thought was funny. This is when I say I really blame the men for the home wrecking. I really don't blame the women. After so long, he would do, let's meet up and talk about this. Let's do this. And every time we talk, he like, baby, I miss you. He kissing my neck and this and that and blah, blah, blah. I'm only with her because you broke up with me and did it. But sir, if I told your wife this, and that's what started our bullshit. I recorded him one day and he was like, don't send that to her. I said, don't worry. And I remember her inboxing me saying, you set him up, you sorry ass bitch. I was like, I just wanted you to know what he be saying when you think I'm talking shit.
I said that to someone before.
You did what?
I said that to someone before.
What part?
I'm only with them because you kept playing games.
But was it true is my question. Because you know that's mainly bullshit.
It was very, very true, though.
Oh, well, that's new to hear. Usually niggas say that to kind of, like, bullshit people out. Like,
oh, you know who I said it to.
Yeah, I'm sure I do. We will.
Oh, yeah. I said that.
Well, yeah, because I've heard you say it to me. Yep.
I said it. It was not me being mean. It was me being honest because it's like, I've waited.
But you get impatient waiting, though. Let's be real.
Exactly. And I'm a very impatient person. I don't know if it's because of who I am or, you know, they always say Aries are very impatient people. No, we're not impatient. We just know what we want and we're going to go and get it. And if that thing don't want us, then we're not going to waste that much time on it.
Okay, but is it really impatient when it's over yet? Like, I feel like impatient would be like, okay, let it be 3 months or 4 months. That's impatient. But if we're going on years and we still haven't decided on what we're doing, I don't feel like that's impatient.
No, I feel like now that you're stringing along, so I'm going to string you along too. I have a whole motherfucking bucket of strings that could fill a whole bunch of cars up.
So my question is, can you, in that situation, can you have a home worker? Like, if y'all don't have no titles, y'all just fuck buddies. Okay, so you got the title of fuck buddies. Can you wreck a home?
Nope. My only thing is, if one of you is in a serious relationship, then yeah.
This is the crazy part. I said the same thing, but I dealt with, you know, arms and shit like that. And he's mentioned, like, you wrecked us when you stopped talking to me because he, like, in my way, he disrespected me. He didn't disrespect me like the exes did. But, like, I remember him saying, like, we could have been so good, but you destroyed this. And I felt so bad because I'm like, did I really destroy what we could have been? No, bitch, I didn't. But I kind of get what he's saying in a sense, because we were so heavy with one another and we was only fucking with us until like last year. but I guess I get it now, because after so long, I wasn't more so doing tick for tack, but I'm like, if you're gonna live your life, I'm gonna entertain people who want to entertain me too.
That part, and honestly, that is nothing wrong with that, because there's no legit title.
Yeah,
and they need to understand that there's no legit title. Then
it is what it is.
You can't get upset. You can't get angry. You can't get none of that. Because at the end of the day, you have all the opportunity and chances in the world, but you did it and you did not, you know, you didn't fall through with it. Therefore, that home is not right.
So I have a question. Have you ever purposely destroyed a home? And we ain't talking about...
Revenge purpose, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
How the fuck did that go? How did that come up?
You destroyed mine, I destroyed yours.
Listen to how you said it, my nigga.
And I still fuck with that person. So, yeah. Yep. You destroyed mine.
Wait. She said, yep. And I did.
So I'm destroying yours.
Oh, my God. Okay, so correct me. I feel like I did, but I didn't, because I had a fuck buddy, right? Shortly after dumb fuck. I had a fuck buddy, and we were having some fun. Oh, that's CH. I don't know if you know what that means, but I'm going to text it to you afterwards. But he was so fun and so spontaneous, and it's the one I told you ran himself in the door when he was drunk. Okay. But so I didn't realize that like he had an ex-girlfriend who was still madly in love with him and stuff like that. And he was still entertaining her. So I'm going to correct that. I did not know it until like later. And she found my number in his phone and was like, hey, you doing XYZ, but she was trying to get reckless. So I'm like, okay, are y'all together? She literally said no, but I'm always getting back with him. So yes. Bitch, what?
Fuck him now.
Yeah, I fucked the shit out of him afterwards because I was like, what you're not going to do is keep throwing shade my way and then think. I was like, I'm going to fuck him and then I'm going to leave him be just to prove to you, like, you ain't that bitch. I'm not the prettiest bitch out here.
Somebody.
Hmm?
Remember when I said that to somebody?
Oh, yeah, yours is hilarious. Yours is fucking hilarious. I'm
fucked him one last time.
But that's still not you homewrecking. Let's be very clear. That's not. That was, oh, okay. Okay.
That was a home near. Period.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was no.
Because the moment I decided to get on that plane, there was no home.
Yeah. And y'all, for content, she did not, when we say she did not home rate, it's not me being a friend. It's dead ass like this was her motherfucking nigga and other shit went left. And bitches thought that they could step disrespectfully. So, no.
And they got disrespected at the end of the fucking day because I was not playing no fucking
Wait, why was she cute? Like, oh, I had to laugh because you did that. No, bitch.
But and then the smile went off her face when I was oh, it was all night. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna send them back to you used.
Y'all, this is why I can't stand niggas. They get us in some messy shit. And bitches really be going hard over these.
And then it be the bitches that they used to do and fuck over so fucking bad.
Look. This is why we're going to have an episode called Spin the Block, because I've spun the block and people don't understand how, when I say I accidentally spun the block, they don't get it. But like, this is why I said, when you spin the block, you got to not give a fuck about a nigga, because I got dogged out by my exes. And I'm telling you now, I can dog them so smoothly and still act like I love their asses. It's just no big deal. But this is why.
You gotta spit game in these niggas' ears. Like, I love you, babe. You know, I've been thinking about you
these girl. Days. I love it when they try to talk that shit. After they fuck you over and shit, and they come back, and they be like, baby, you know, like, if it wasn't for you leaving, I would have did that. Shut up. Don't do all that.
If you ain't do this to me, I could have been your missus. You know, you could have had home-cooked meals.
And oh, all God. That. Had you been a better nigga, I could have been a better bitch. I'm just saying. Like
fuck with me, daddy. I got you, boo. You want your haircut? How much is it?
Hey, and people be thinking I'm bullshit. Like, I spun the block on, as everybody know, they know I spun the block on baby daddy. And I treat people anyways. So I think he thought he was really getting back in my good graces when I was like, oh, I want to go to Miami. I don't think people realize every time I hit my baby daddy up, when I had to move from Virginia, I hit him up. That first night when he choked me up, he made it up by fucking me. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So we're going to do XYZ. This is how it's going to be because I don't do two dicks at one time. That's just not my shit. So until I can check, I'll make sure we good. So we kept dealing with each other. Every time I hit him up is more so when I needed something. And people don't understand, not as like a gold digging ass bitch. What I mean is every trip I took, I don't like traveling by myself. So you're going to be the nigga that protect me. And you're going to drive this motherfucking car because I'm not driving in Miami. I'm just not doing it. So it was fun. And I'm not trying to say like use a nigga like that. But if you fucking wasted 6 years of my life and gave me a motherfucking kid and you don't even take care of that kid, the least you can motherfucking do is be my chauffeur. Fuck.
You owe me your life.
You owe me something. Because you ain't even taking care of this baby, so the least you can do is be like my side dick when I need it. Just like y'all be trying to do y'all baby mamas. Okay, and then you can... It's funny how like... You go from hating my ass and shit like that, but when you ain't with nobody, now you the reasonable baby daddy. But I realized, like...
I love you. I want to see you.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, cool. So sometimes, I ain't gonna hold you. Sometimes if I just want to flirt with somebody, but I don't want to entertain somebody, I will hit my baby daddy up.
Okay, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay. Because don't get me wrong, it keeps me from entertaining somebody that's not worth my time. I already know baby daddy's not worth my time. But what's going to spin me is if I get with another motherfucker and then realize it's the same motherfucker. Because for some reason, I got a habit of picking the same type of nigga with a different name.
And not mentioning it legit stir you away from unwanted drama. And
yeah.
From not knowing that you was side piece or not.
Exactly. See, and this is my thing. My baby daddy already know. I said, I don't play side bitch. If you got a bitch, make sure she always knows she above me. I'm not even playing them game. I'm not one of them baby mamas that, oh, I come for, I don't give a flying for, you ain't taking care of my baby. So really, we don't have nothing to talk about. So when they, when,
Like, you ain't spending money on me.
You ain't spending money on me.
Give me a little bit of coins and shit.
You always claim you broke, nigga, so on.
How you working with love but always broke?
But always, motherfucker. That's what I'm saying, bro. For the motherfuckers that be selling drugs and shit, not baby daddy, because I'm not putting him out there. But how the fuck you selling drugs if you got no money?
That was a direct, but indirect. Not baby daddy, because I'm not putting him out there. But how the fuck?
Because he don't sell drugs, y'all. Let me correct that. He don't. But I'm just saying.
He gonna be in your inbox like, bitch, I say. Oh my god, he's another one gonna be like, why you do that to him?
That bitch get on my nerves.
That's $35 in child support.
No, her child support is $1.
Now I can't get that dollar in child support.
That shit pissed me off.
You know that the dollar store went up to $1.25.
Yeah, they went up to like $3. Like, what the fuck? Why is your name still Dollar General? How the fuck did we get here?
I don't know.
We always go off topic, y'all, but y'all love us. Y'all love us.
Thank you, why y'all love us, because we keep it real.
We keep it real. It ventures off to other things because home workers do this to people. We get fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
No, I'm just
kidding. Actually, though, I don't know if I actually destroyed it. Like I said, it was that one time, but she literally admitted, like, I'm his ex, but we always go back together. Which I get, don't get me wrong, I get that. We all had that one motherfucker where we was like, I'm gonna always come back to this nigga. But I hate when people say that, because I remember when I was with him and he said, even when we break up, you still my bitch. So whoever you fuck when we break up, bitch, you cheated on me. I was like, what?
Oh my God, I just recently had a nigga say some stupid shit like that, and I was like, shut the fuck up and get on your plane.
Not I'm sorry. Shipping them out. Dude, ship them out. Just get the fuck on the plane. I am dead, bro. You going to hell.
And now he be fraternizing with my enemies trying to plot against me.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. That one, oh y'all, she real life got a homewrecker. And I'm talking about she wrecking her own home. I don't even know how to make that make sense. But if you knew the situation, like, we gonna have to do a whole episode with her, because she think we be talking about her anyways.
If you know, you know.
Jesus Christ.
If you know, you know, and some of y'all would be like, Zay, get a restraining order.
Yeah, no, Zay, seriously.
Move you and your kids to a whole different state. Zay, you need to get the fuck away.
Because, like, at first I'm like, what is he saying to her? Like, is he like using you in front of her? And then I'm like, you told me the situation of like how it is right now. And I'm like, is she still coming? For, like, literally, this should be the most peaceful time of her life right now.
Nope. She can't live without the nigga.
She can't live without drama. That's what it is. Well, yeah, without him too, but...
Without him, because she was plotting on him for years.
See, I don't get that about women. Y'all be wanting niggas so bad. See that they don't do right by their family. And then you get so butthurt that you got the nigga, but he ain't nothing like you thought he would be.
And it's because, remember, everybody hates the first baby mama.
They, oh my God, bro, don't they? And they love the second and third ones. Like, love
and, me. And they hate the first baby mama, that's the only baby mama.
Yeah, trust me. Trust me. I know.
I went through it so many times. The hate be real.
Hey, y'all gotta stop hating the baby mamas just to end up in the same situation. Because when baby girl told me, oh, he barely see the kids, I wanted to say, you liar, you fucking bitter bitch. Like, I just really wanted to hit her with everything. You don't let him see his kids.
You're keeping them away. You better.
You putting them on child support because of me. Oh my God, you're bitter. Girl, I want to. It takes a strong woman not to be bitter.
He will see his kids.
Girl. Girl, it take a strong woman not to be petty, bro, because I'm telling you. And then when she hit me with the, oh my God, your daughter's turning this old, I wouldn't have guessed that they were so close in age. Bitch, what? Bitch, but weren't you a stepmom? You literally gave birth 9 months after I lost our son. What are you talking about? I was like, I was so confused. Girl, when I say y'all some strong ass women, y'all some strong ass women, because the pettiness in me be like, ooh, build it up, bro. I'd be waiting for like 5 comments so I can shit on your entire life, because now I know what you got against me.
There's videos that's going around though where they're like, it's only for comedy when it's like the baby daddy, whenever the baby mama got a little nigga, the baby daddy try to come and wreck that, and vice versa. But it's actually people like that out there today. They don't want each other, but they don't want their kids around somebody.
Yes.
Else. When they realize you moved on, then you're so fucking fine to them. You're so sick. They want you back and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God.
You can eat it from the back.
Okay. But my thing is, what really fucked me up when he came back and he said, I made you. And he got so upset because I was like, I never thought you would ever say that because I only seen that shit on TV. But, like, how did you make me when literally the nigga, I ain't even gonna hold you. I said, if anybody made me, it's the nigga I've been fucking on for the past 6 years. When I say that nigga choked me up so damn cold, like, I'm just saying, you saying you made me, but you can't make a bitch if you was madly in love with your wife. That don't make sense.
I had somebody say that to me before.
Girl, and I hate that.
I said, yeah, made me a baby mama.
A baby mama?
College somewhere. The fuck is you talking about? Yeah, you actually introduced me to my little woo woo.
My little woo woo.
Right, like
so cute.
Like get your life together, sir.
Girl, I'm not even a baby mama. You're a good one. I'm just some type of person that he came across, and it was like, oh shit. I don't know what you are to me. We ain't shit. We not baby mama. We not baby daddy. We ain't exes. We ain't none of that shit. I'm just somebody. I'm something. Let's just, I'll be an object in your life. I don't want to be nothing to you.
Because, like, every day I get mentioned in someone's mouth about, oh, they just want their family. Bitch, I ain't want the goddamn family.
That one scares me.
I don't want the family. I don't want the family because this motherfucker lets so many people come in and out them doors and like a dumb day. If your man let another or woman let another people come in and out them doors and they sweet talking you, you need to know your fucking worth and know you are more than that. You are beautiful, you are handsome, you are gorgeous, you have a beautiful soul, spirit, and mindset, and you have to walk away. You gotta walk away.
And stop taking it as an attack. A lot of times what I notice with women, because men need to know their worth too, but with women, when we say know your worth, a lot of women take it as an attack. It's not an attack. It's like, we're seeing your worth. We know what type of woman that you can be, but with this nigga, you can't be that woman. And it's not because you aren't that person. It's because he done fucked you up so bad that you don't even realize that you are worth so much more. And it's a nigga right now talking about some, damn, if I had that bitch, or not bitch, if I had that woman, like...
Nowadays, it's like the roles are reversed, and me and y'all need to know y'all fucking worth.
Yeah.
There are so many women out there. Don't let this one get you down to the point where you're going to kill yourself or you're, you know, because it wasn't cool when us women are going through it. Now it's a lot of men that's going through it. And you need to walk away. And it's harder for, because a lot of people don't like talking about it, but men get abused daily.
Oh my God, don't they?
And I report it because the cops laugh. A lot of men report it and they get laughed at, and then next thing you know, that man was set up and killed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Know your fucking worth. Stop letting her in. If she cheated on you once, she's gonna do it multiple times. Leave. Mm-hmm. It goes both ways. Fucking leave, man. Leave. There's gonna be another woman that's gonna love you and your children.
That
if she's taking you to court for the kids, go harder. Give it your all. I know it's harder said than done. It's easier said than done. But give it your fucking all, because there are a lot of men out there that went through hell and got their kids. Whether it was a year, 2, 3 years later, they got their kids and their kids are thriving.
Yeah.
They got a whole new relationship. They blocked the baby mama out of everything because she kept causing problems.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you need to do for you, your self-worth, your mental health, everything like that. And don't let her wreck any more homes for you.
Exactly.
Like, you can't see your kids because of this bitch. You can't see your kids because of that. You can't see your kids because of this, that, the third.
But I will also say, don't set up situations where, I get it if you say, oh, I want this person to meet the baby mama and stuff like that. But once they meet, that's it. That's all a person asks. Is like, I just, for my situation, I just ask, like, let me meet you once to fill you out. I'm not trying to intimidate you, none of that shit. But if you, huh?
It's like, I want to meet your girlfriend or whatever, but I'm not the one that's
going to fuck. Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, if you don't meet the person, and I understand that some people got other thoughts, but for me, somebody who comes from an abusive background and this and that and blah, 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 I'm not letting anyone around my kid, but I hold that same energy with myself. When I say no nigga I ever talked to met my child except for arms, and I was pissed off when it happened because it was purposely set up so that he could meet my family, it pissed me off to a point where I didn't talk to him for like 2 weeks afterwards, and he had addressed me like, you're mad because I met your daughter. Yes, I'm mad. Because I keep the same energy that I expect out of my baby father. If you don't keep the same energy that you pushing out there, you're going to cause a situation where it seems like somebody is wrecking your home when really you are the problem.
That part. And there's nothing wrong with that. But for me, like I said, I will meet the girlfriends. The girlfriends rub me the wrong way. It's up to the baby daddy. Because when my kids are in your care, they're in your care. Mm-hmm. I expect that you're going to make sure they are well. I expect that you're going to make sure they're not going to be around somebody that's going to fuck them. Mm-hmm. And if you cannot do that shit, you will not have to worry about my children.
And that's my thing. When it comes to the, as far as woman to woman, when it comes to the women that date baby daddies, if the baby mother does not trust the father with their child, that says a lot more about him than it does about her.
Exactly.
Because so be careful.
It's somewhere I don't trust them.
Exactly.
And I had that talk with my boys that he wholeheartedly understood and agreed with me.
That's crazy.
And agreed with me. Was like, you know what? No, this is absolutely, yeah, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. And that was that. Had this talk with my daughters that. And it's like, I don't give a damn who y'all dating. I don't give a damn what y'all do. I don't give a damn if you have another fucking kid. Hell, I'll buy your new kid something. Shit, I don't care.
I don't think people trust that.
Person treats my child as you would treat their child.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, my child is you. A what? Kid has 99.9% their dad's blood. Mm-hmm. They do not have their mother's blood. We just carry the baby. Their bloodline is from their father. And for me, it's like, look, this is your boyfriend, your husband, your girlfriend, your wife in a smaller version. If you're going to treat that kid like that, are you going to treat them like that?
Exactly. I just say stop trying to get with these. If y'all can't handle the responsibility of parents in general, stop trying to fuck these niggas with kids. I don't give a fuck how attractive that person is. Stop. Because a lot of y'all are trying to prove that y'all are ride or dies, which I just recorded this. You try so hard to prove that you're a ride or die bitch and you're going to ride harder than that baby mama or that baby daddy. And most of y'all don't ride for them kids. You only riding for that nigga or that bitch. So when a kid come into play, you like to play that home wrecking, bitter, sorry excuse of a baby mama, baby daddy card. Yet you won't say that you've been abusing their kids, disrespecting their kids, isolating their children, and blaming them for shit and purposely getting their ass.
Oh my God. And then making it seem like the kid is just fucking bad.
Yes. Because what broke my heart is to know that I forced him to be a dad because of the bitter comments, because I was trying to prove that I wasn't this person that they painted me out to be, and to know that my daughter literally got the shit and piss beat out of her because a bitch lied about who dropped water on work paper. And then she got beat again because the bitch lied and said she pushed the baby down the stairs on purpose. Well, as a mother, you shouldn't be letting two little toddlers play down the stairs anyways, but beating a three-year-old to the point where she has to hide under bed and falls asleep under the bed is disrespectful as fuck.
And I'd be going to fucking jail.
And it's the reason why I stopped taking her over there. And a lot of people was like, oh, now she really keeping. It was funny to hear she keeping him from his child to, oh, she really keeping him from his child now. What do you mean really? Because I don't think there's two versions of that.
It's not.
So it's a lot that, like, when I say home wrecking can happen, because I may not be with this man, but you wrecked my home to a point where my daughter will never have a peaceful relationship with her father. And she actually told me that herself. It's not even just that, because you don't know what the other parent, when y'all break up, is dealing with their family members and stuff like that, which, yes, I do believe, too, our parents can home wreck, too. That sounds bad, but they can. I do believe that, because I also know that my baby daddy told me when we were together, I will never meet the standards of your family. And I kept getting confused because I'm like, you ain't even meet my family. He could not stand me. And I seen a TikTok where it says some of these niggas are never happy with you because they jealous of you. And I didn't get that shit, but I remember everything that this person said in that TikTok video. I'm like, my baby baby daddy has said that to me. He meant everything that he said. So yeah, to him, my family wrecked our home, but to me, he wrecked our home. I'm never going to blame her. At first I did. Let me be very clear. At first I did. But when you grow up and you mature and you say, all right, cool. Yes, she knew about me, but this motherfucker could have easily just cut it off beforehand and shit like that. I still blame her for certain stuff. So yes, she played her part in the home wrecking, but the main portion was me and him. Me and him.
Oh, you know something? Some parents correct the other parent happy home by sending their kid to do it. What I mean by this is,
really? Oh, I get it. Yeah,
you don't have to listen to this person. Tell this person this. Report back to me what they're doing and all this and that. Stop using the motherfucking kids as pawns.
That part.
Or they could be using the friends of that other person. Spreading doing this, doing that. Going to jobs, causing problems. That's becoming a financial burden on the new home. Trying to make that life a living hell, whether it's, even if you don't have kids by them. Some exes show up to other exes' jobs, parents' house, and all that shit. And it's like, bro, whoa.
It's too much. I think that was the hardest thing I had to deal with when I heard the lie of, you told her to call her by her dad's name. At that time, she didn't know her dad's name. Then they were like, you told her not to call her grandmother her grandmother. I said, first of all, that's a damn lie because she don't even know the word grandma because she has three moms and a granny. So she don't, and it's really grammy. So she don't even call people grandma. So if she called you grandma, that's it. It was the lies coming from the grandmother, the lies coming from the wife, and the lies coming from baby daddy. I just got over it. And I think the saddest part now is, I think I told you, but being on the phone and his brother was listening, I told him from the day the drama started, and he was like, that's not what you said. You posted a picture saying that she threatened to keep the kid away from you because, you know, you were dating her. And when I told him what was really said, he's like, and I did. So what? Get over it. I said, you caused so much drama that you could have easily had the perfect blended family. He probably still would have been with his wife had we not been into it. And I do truly believe that, because when I say the girl was fighting hard for this nigga, she would go all in for this nigga, but she wasn't all in for the kids. I don't know why they broke up. I don't know none of that shit. But I do think if we could have been a decent blended family, it would have been so smooth for them. He probably still would have a successful marriage.
Ooh. And that is a possibility. That is definitely a possibility. Some people wreck their own homes and then try to blame other people. You can't do that. You cannot. Sorry, guys. I had to move some things around in the house.
Yeah, you live. You doing work. She's still a mom, y'all. And she's still a person. She has things to do. So fuck y'all.
Right. Well, like, I'm moving and grooving. It's my only off day right now. So I'm moving and grooving.
Cause I'm fixing shit too. Don't trip.
But that it's crazy when you're thinking of home wrecking. It's a lot of things that come in mind. But then, like, to actually look back on it, like, damn, that is a form of home wrecking. Damn, this is this. This is that. And yada yada yada. It's like, it's crazy. But at the same time, you also gotta think about it. It takes two people. Mm-hmm. It always. Two fucking people. And if you wreck somebody home and you didn't know about it, don't come for the original person. Come for the person who came. Who came to you. Like the boyfriend. Your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Your supposed boyfriend or your supposed girlfriend. Never come to their partner, because 9 times out of 10, their partner is more upset because they put their blood, sweat, and tears. Not saying you didn't either. But they have more of a reason to be more angry than anybody in this whole situation.
See, but I think that's funny because I know you got a different outlook on the come to me as a woman thing, because I know I hear you all the time, like, don't come to me as a woman, which I get that. I get it, but you know, I see two different things. And I've seen lately, it was a whole bunch of people like, don't be no homeworker, don't come to me as a woman because I'm going to disrespect you. And I laugh because I'm like, at that point, you wrecking your own home. When a bitch come to you and say, like, I'm still dealing with X, Y, and Z, and I just want to know something, either giving the information or don't, but you trying to disrespect the motherfucker who's literally telling you, I've been with this nigga for 6 years and this and that and blah, 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 and y'all both trying to compare receipts. It's showing you that motherfucker not shit. So when you stay at that point, you a homewrecker of yourself. Nobody else but you.
That That's why I was like, don't come to me as a woman, because 9 times out of 10, you go still try to deal with that person anyways, knowing that that person got a family, got this, got that. You go try to be like, well, I got this, I got that, trying to one-up that person. Mm-hmm. You feel about yourself, baby, you just another pussy or dick. Like, that person...
And that's my problem.
That person is really going to leave the other person to be with you?
Exactly.
Not. They're going to cut you off.
See, but that's my problem. If every woman, and that's not coming at you, so don't take this the wrong way. If every woman think like that, it shows why every woman is coming at each other like that. Because when, even for me, like, I'll be the first to admit, like, everybody and their mama know when dumb fuck had his situation and I came at her, I was like, hey, I just want to know. And my literal inbox was, I just want to know who you are to Darius and stuff. And when I said it, her instant response, she was waiting on it. When I say this is the quickest she ever responded to me, and it was, whoever the fuck I am to him ain't none of your business, because I do this and this and that. I said, it is, because I'm engaged to this motherfucker. And a lot of people don't like the woman-to-woman talk, but the woman-to-woman talk will stop us, a lot of us, from hurting. You're right. It's always going to be one in that conversation that's going to stick around and try to be with that nigga. But when I knew that, that's when I said, that's cool, baby daddy. You can have her. Because any bitch that's that stupid to stick around after I just told her that you was fucking off on your family... I said, I hope you double the years, double the kids, baby. Double the problems for all I care, because you deserve it.
And it happened, too.
And it happened.
But no, yours is, you're the original. I'm talking about the side coming to the man.
Oh, would I take that?
And then saying, oh, they still go deal with that person. And then the man is like, I'm not leaving my man for you.
Oh, yeah, you's a bold bitch if you know you the side bitch. You reach out and then you still
come for the man. Girl, I deal with that. And it's like, I don't give a fuck. If you know what? You can have a nigga. Come pick his shit up. And then a dude, I don't want them. And then they block the side. They do all this and that. And then the side start coming reckless at the man. Like, bitch, I didn't even fucking know about you. Nah.
What is you talking about? I guess that's the thing to judge what it is. Because some of the people I'm seeing on my Facebook page, the way they talk, like, literally one girl was like, okay, you was with him for 7 years and I was with him for 6. And I'm like, did you add that math up before you made this post? I'm talking about, this post was about 2 days ago. And I was just like, it's amazing where our generation, we talk so bad about the other generation for having side families and stuff because the man was out here just giving a dick off to anybody. But our generation is the shittiest when it comes to women being for women.
There's no women empowerment.
It's not. Even though they like to say that, most of the women that I've known that say I'm a woman's woman, they did some shady ass shit.
And then they wonder why shit go left.
I believe in karma. When I say I believe in karma, I believe. And the sad part is, I'm not trying to dwell in people's karma either. Like, if you got your back, like, even when the girl told me, like, oh, he barely sees the kids and stuff. And I'm like, but when I said that, it was always, I got more mad. It wasn't like I got excited about it. I got pissed off because I'm like, it's funny how, like, now that you're saying it, nobody's coming at you calling you a bitter bitch or coming at you reckless, because now he can't date another person and say that they did that X, Y, and Z, because now they're going to be questioning, oh, what you doing? They don't feel sympathy for how they treated me. They just treat me like shit because you were the goal in this thing. They had to secure his wife.
You know that saying, be careful for what you wish for?
Mm-hmm.
Some people just be thinking it's just the same. Be careful for what you wish for.
Be careful.
Baby, you know exactly what you wish for. Some people are just not finding that out.
And sometimes when you say exactly, my nigga, it's literally exactly what you wish for. That's the shitty part. Mm-hmm. You be thinking that wish is good, and you be like, okay. All right, bitch, I see why you gave up on this nigga.
I swear. When I start seeing true colors with the last one, I was like, I don't care. I'm finna put on Waterworks too.
I'm dead. See, I think that's why I can't see me dating anymore, because I think I'm in that stage still of, like, thinking everything is a red flag. Even when it's not a red flag, this motherfucker can be like a green or a yellow flag, and I still be like, why you do that like that though? Why you do this? Why you do that? I think you got to be careful what you do to people too, because, like, if you really cause that a person trauma, oh, that shit coming back. It's coming back tenfold. And it's going to sting, because I do believe when you finally go through the pain you put somebody through, the first person you think of is going to be that person you hurt.
Yep. That's why everything that happened recently, I was like not really bugging hard about, because I was like, oh, I did this before.
I got it.
It's like, okay, whatever. You learn and you live. You're supposed to pick yourself up, dust yourself off. Not saying that you don't have a right to be angry or mad.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, but like, you gotta remember the pain you cause on people will always come back.
Fact. Well, I do love that you still date though, because I think I shut it out because everybody know I don't want nobody around my child. So
you somehow.
I don't want anybody around my kid. So I think I don't even know if I'm being cautious or if I'm just being like, okay, I don't want no shit. I don't want nobody to meet her or anything. I don't really know what it is. I just know, like, I don't want to be that mom. You know how people be like, I had like 17 uncles, and you'd be like, no, baby, they weren't uncles. They weren't.
Oh my God. Oh no.
No. Like, we're not introducing nobody as Uncle Arms.
No, she said I had 17 uncles.
She's looking like, baby, them not uncles because they're not here still. No. Or the mom friend, like, no, baby, they no. No. Like,
tell your friend come over. We gotta go outside.
Cause baby, no, that wasn't no.
Here,
don't get so sad. That's not, I just can't do it. So like, I love the women that are still dating after a kid, because I met some people that like right after they got done with their shitty ass baby daddy, they met their husbands, and I mean they have the most beautiful stories, and them relationships are strong. Ain't nobody breaking the motherfuckers up. So I'm mad at myself because I do think I blocked my own blessings because I don't date, and I could have had like probably somebody amazing. Even after my baby daddy, you know, I had the nigga that wanted to adopt my daughter and move us to New York. But baby girl, moving from Wisconsin to New York is not a goal. I'm sorry.
Moving from
bugs
to big ass roaches and rats. That's
not roaches and rats.
No.
Like, we're good, dude. I'm not trying to get my ass beat. I'm cool.
I can do that by staying here in Milwaukee.
Facts. Go to State Fair and start some shit if I want to get jumped.
That part. Everybody jumping shit here. You be like, damn, a nigga just sneezed. Oh, we finna beat your ass.
Why you sneeze on me like that?
Like, I didn't even mean to. I just sneeze. I don't give a fuck. I don't like the way you sneeze, bro.
Oh, God. It sounded like you were saying something. What? Nigga, like, what?
Me.
Girl, you could jump for fucking walking down the wrong side of the street if you wanted to. Shit.
Yeah.
That fuck. They'd be like, oh, I just want to go get my ass beat today. Okay, go outside and look at somebody on accident. The fuck?
Sneeze. Like, just sneeze. That's all you gotta do. Just sneeze.
No, my bad. Wear the wrong color for a nigga that's trying to prove that he in a gang. Go ahead. Do that.
Oh, nope, don't do that.
She said, don't do that.
You gonna get killed. Just fuck his bitch. Just fuck his bitch. It's okay. You can become a home wrecker too. Fucking his bitch. Just go to the club, show a little bit of money, make it look like you got it, buy a couple of bottles.
You got it. All right, y'all. We don't went over our time limit. We said we was gonna do better this session, but we didn't. But it's okay.
We did not. Look, we got some good shit coming up. We are gonna do a spin a block thing.
Spin the block.
Oh my God, it's that fun. Was hilarious.
Be toxic.
Be very toxic.
When you spin the block, it's always the best dick. Okay.
Please, we don't want to see anybody we know in the first 48, or we don't want anybody we know on Snap, Dateline, none of that shit. We want everybody to live long and prosperous.
Facts.
Life.
When you get old, you think you're gonna spin a block? Like, I'm talking about like 60. So I might spin a block on a couple of eggs when I get 60.
A few niggas I spin a block on when I'm 60. I'll be like, oh, he ain't got some teeth fixes.
Why does it sound like you took dentures out?
I ain't got my teeth fixes, baby. Come here.
I might spin a block on a few because I'm like, especially CH, bro. I'm gonna have to spin a block on that one.
CH gonna be heavy on CH.
Probably.
Old ass gonna be kicking his ass. Okay, you guys.
No, bye.
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 Welcome back, you guys. Y'all, I'm so excited to say that Venting Space with Zay and Jay is back. We will be with you guys every other Wednesday with the weekly discussion and every Monday with a Mental Health Monday. Y'all, stay tuned for all the other surprises that we have this season. This is a new beginning for Zay and I, and we are so excited to share it with you guys. If you ever want to become a part of the conversation or just get your point across, have any questions, comments, or concern, send an email to ventingwithzay.j@gmail.com. Almost messed it up, but I got y'all. Again, it's ventingwithzay.j@gmail.com, and we will be sure to get back with you guys. Thank you so much for the love and support, and I hope you enjoy this season.